Today's daf is Brachis Daf Nun Gimel. We are at the first wide line on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis Beis Shammai Oimer Mechabdim V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Liza. So the Mishnah, the beginning of the very short 8th parak of Masechtas Brachis, mentioned several machlokeses between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that relate to Hilchos Suda. In fact, the heading of the parak is Elu Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Ubein Beis Hillel Besuda. So the Gemara is moving along, discussing these different disputes. The one that we're up to now is Beis Shammai Yomer. Beis Shammai said, reading from the Mishnah, Mechabdin as Habayis, V'acha kach noitin l'yodayim. So we're at the end of the meal, and we have to make a decision. Are we going to clean up, or are we going to wash my machroinim and bench? Beis Shammai said, first you clean up, and afterwards, netilas yadayim, meaning my machroinim. Beis Hillel says, noitin l'yodayim. First, they would wash my machroinim, v'acha kach mechabdin as Habayis, and only afterwards would they clean up the house. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbon, Beis Shammai says, mechabdin as Habayis, v'acha kach noitin l'yodayim. First, the Shamish, whoever's job it was to clean up the house, would do what he did, meaning clean up the table. If they sat on the ground, they would sweep up the ground, and afterwards they would wash Maya Machroinim. Shemata Oimer Noitin L'Yadayim Tchilu, because if you're going to do it in the reverse, Nimtza Abta Mafsid Esa Oichlin. So we take for granted that today we have towels, you know, a lot of the things we have today they didn't have once upon a time. So if you're going to wash Maya Machroinim, your hands are going to be wet. Then afterwards you're going to go start removing the food, you're going to ruin the food. Bizui Oichlin. So Beis Shammai said, first, be Mechabed Esa Bayis, clean up, remove any food that was left over that wasn't eaten, and only afterwards wash your hands. Skipping the next line, Beis Hillel says, no, you don't have to do that, because im shamish tamud chacham, if the shamish is a tamud chacham, noitel perurim sheyesh behem kezayis, he could always remove the perurim sheyesh behem kezayis, meaning any bread that's the size of a kezayis, he could always remove before he washes netilas yadayim. Umeiniach perurim shein behem kezayis, he could leave the perurim that don't have kezayis. He could then wash his hands, and then afterwards he could remove those perurim. Misayele the Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara will explain in a minute, and this supports something Rabbi Yochanan said, perurim shein behem kezayis, mutal abdom biyad, that any perurim that are less than the size of a kezayis, you don't have to worry about me ma'abda. Meaning Beis Shammai says you have no choice but to mechabed the bayis before you wash netilas yadayim. Because Beis Shammai was concerned that if you're going to wash your hands first, then you may go and ruin the food, and that's a problem. Beis Hillel said that what food is there an issue of potentially ruining? It's only perurim sheyesh behem kezayis. So for that, you don't have to be kaveya a whole halacha. For that, you could just make sure that you remove the perurim sheyesh behem kezayis. Then you can wash your hands, and don't worry about the perurim sheyesh behem kezayis, because those is not going to be an issue with ruining anyway. Says the Gemara, what's the machloikis? But my komifligi besil sabri besil holds asul shamish b'shamish am ha'aretz. You're not allowed to use a shamish that's in am ha'aretz. So being that you're not allowed to be mishamish with a shamish that's in am ha'aretz, as a result, you don't have to be concerned that the shamish is not going to know this halacha that he has to remove the perurim sheyesh behem kezayis before he washes my machroinim. So Shammai Sabri, Beis Shammai holds mutal l'shtamish b'shamish ha'maretz. You are allowed to be mishtamish with the shamish ha'maretz. So as a result, this is not a good idea, because it would only help if the shamish knows the halacha. But what if the shamish doesn't know the halacha? So that's why they just said, to keep it simple, first you be mechabed the bayis, afterwards noitlan asayadayim. Amr Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Amr Rav Huna, Bekuli perik and halacha ki Beisil. The entire perik, the halacha is like Beisil, not surprising. Bar meha, the halacha ki Beis Shammai is. Opposed to this last halacha, as it relates to mutal l'shtamish b'shamish ha'maretz, or asul l'shtamish b'shamish ha'maretz, which is the underlying machloikis, as it relates to mechabdin asabayis v'achikach noitin liyadayim, or noitin liyadayim v'achikach mechabdin asabayis. Over here said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin, in the name of Rabbi Huna, the halacha is like Beshami. Rabbi Shaya Masni, Rabbi Shaya said no. He held that the halacha is always like Beisol, even in this last machloikis. However, he had it in the reverse, what Beishamai said and what Beisol said. So in our Mishnah, Beishamai holds mechabdin asabayis v'achikach noitin liyadayim. Beishamai is the one that holds mutal l'shtamish b'shamish ha'maretz. Rav Oishia had it in the reverse, that Beis Hillel is the one that said Mechabdin Asabayis V'achach Noitin L'Yadayim. Beis Hillel is the one that holds Mutal L'Shnamish B'Shamish Ha'maretz. The point is, Ubahanami Alochik Beis Hillel. So it would come out that Aloch is like Beis Hillel in this case also. So this is the third time we see a Machloik is in B'Shamish and Beis Hillel in terms of just basic Hilchos Suda. dinner etiquette. Are you allowed to use a shulchan that's tome, that's a sheni latomo or not? Are you allowed to be mishamish now with a shamish that's an am ha'aretz? You see that the machloikis is between beishamim and beitzil literally permeated everything, every single area of life. Even you sit down and you want to have a dinner, some basic halachas in terms of how these dinners work. You see clearly, I mean, that's the whole spirit of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is just the halacha, that's the manifestation. But you see that when the Gemara went through each one of these first machloikis, really it came down to even another machloikis. There's just so many differences in terms of the basic seuda between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Yoimrim, Ner Umazoy, Rav Huna bar Yehuda Ikhla Bei Rav, Rav Huna bar Yehuda was bonced by Rav, Chazal Rav, the Baruch HaBasam and Bereisha. And it came time to make Avdala, and he saw Rav, when he made Avdala, first he made a Boire Mine Besamim, and afterwards, he made a boir marriage. Amaleis, Rav Huna bar Yehuda told Rav Mechti, Beshamet Bisil, Amar Loi Pligi. Lechura, we know this Machlech Beshamet Bisil exactly how you make Havdalah. But they never argued in terms of should you first make the Besamim or first make the boir marriage. Meaning they both held you should make the boir marriage first. It's an omission. Beshamet says, Ner Umazoin Besamim Vavdalah. Ubisil, Imrim, Neru Besamim, Mazoin Vavdalah. Now the Mishnah was talking about a very specific type of Havdalah. It's talking about somebody making Havdalah where he's using the kois shel bracha for birchas hamazon as the same kois shel bracha for the havdalah. But what we need is one thing, that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when they argued about what the order of all the brachas are, they seem to both agree that first you make the Boir Mariyej, and afterwards you make the Boir Minei Besavim. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda asks Rav, I don't understand, who are you going like? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, everybody agrees that it's first the Boir Mariyej. Why are you making the Boir Minei Besavim first? Only Rav Basrei. So Rav told him, Zudavi Rav Meir. It's true, the Mishnah says that, and the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, which is Rav Meir. However, Rav Yehuda argues, Rav Yehuda said that as it relates to Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they never argued about what's first and what's last. They both agreed in this case, where you're using the same kosher bracha for brachas hamazon and for havdalah, that first mazon and then havdalah. Manechleku ala mar v'ala besamim. Machlokes was the order of the bayir mina besamim, the bayir maria esh. Beis Shammai says ala mar v'achakach besamim. Ubeis Hillel imrim besamim v'achakach mar. The point is, according to Rav Yehuda, Beis Hillel holds, first you make the bracha on the besamim, and then you make the bracha on the boirim oriya esh. So Rava told Rav Huna bar Yehuda that what I'm doing is shitas Beis Hillel, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. It's true, it doesn't stem with the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is Rav Meir. I'm not going like Rav Meir. I'm going like Rav Yehuda. I'm Rav Yochanan, and said, what's the bottom line? Nagua, amke Beis Hillel, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. The minig in Klal Yisrael is to follow Beis Hillel. But which Beis Hillel, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda, which is consistent with Klal Yapsak. Because if there's a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we go like Beis Hillel. If there's a machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, we go like Rav Yehuda. Certainly, this is consistent. It's the minig as well. The bottom line, this is what we do. We make first the boir mina besamim, then we make the boir mariyesh. At first glance, you read the Mishnah, it sounds like everybody holds first you should make the boir mariyesh, and then you should make the boir mina besamim. You have to wait until the Gemara. It's Zudevi Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda holds not that way. In Rabbi Yehuda's world, Beis Hillel says that first you make the boir mina besamim, that's what Rabbi did, and Rabbi Yochanan said that's the minig ha'olam. Mishamay oimrim shabar. Then the Mishnah mentioned the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What exactly the nusach is of boire me'oria esh? Beis Shammai said, you're supposed to say shebara ma'or ha'esh. Beis Hillel, I mean, Beis Hillel said, you're supposed to say boire ma'or ha'esh. So Beis Hillel's nusach we're familiar with. Boire ma'or ha'esh. That's what we all do. Beis Shammai's nusach was shebara ma'or ha'esh. And at first glance, Beis Shammai says two things differently than Beis Hillel says. Number one, it's not boire, rather it's shabara, and it's not ma'oire, rather it's ma'ar, says the Gemara on my Rava. Bebara, kulam aloi pligi debara mashma. Really, everybody holds bara works. I mean, even Beis Hillel would agree that if somebody would make the bracha, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, bara ma'oire esh would be fine. Because the word bara, grammatically speaking, suggests something that happened in the past tense. And when we make the bracha of Boir Mari Esh, what we're acknowledging is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Esh once upon a time. So being that you're describing something that happened in the past, the word bara depicts that, and as a result, that would be okay. So the machloikis is not whether bara works. Keep pligi, you know what the machloikis is? Beboire, whether boire works. According to Beis Hillel, boire is also good. According to Bishamay, it has to be Bara. Why? Bishamay, Sabi Bishamay holds Bayre the Asa the Mivra. Bayre suggests something that's going to happen in the future. Ubeisul, Sabi Beisul says no. Bayre Nami the Bara Mashma. Bayre is also Mashma, something that happened in the past. Similar to the Machloikis between Rav Nechemya and the Chachamim regarding the Bracha of Hamoitzi. Moitzi, it's a similar idea. We're getting into the nitty gritty of the grammar of the words. Everybody agrees, said Rava, that Bara would work. The Machloikis is whether Bayre would work. Masav Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks from several psukim. Number one, it says, Yotzer Oir Uvayrei Choshech. That's describing Bria Soilam. That happened in the past. Yotzer Harim Uvayrei Ruach. Bayrei Hashemayim V'Noitem. So how could Bishamai say that the word Bayrei suggests something that's going to happen in the future? Here you have psukim that talk about Bria Soilam and in the context of something that happened in the past. So how could you tell me, according to Bishamai, Bayrei wouldn't work? Elam Rav Yosef, Bebara Ubayrei Kuli Amaloi Pligi. Debara Mashma. Everybody agrees Bara would work. Like Beis Shammai said it, and everybody agrees Bayre would work like Beis Olawut said it. So what then is the Machlaikis? Ki pligi b'ma'ar u'ma'ayre. The Machlaikis is not whether Bara or Bayre, but rather Ma'ar u'ma'ayre. The Beis Shammai holds that the right Nusach is Ma'ar. Why? Chadin ha'ayre ikar b'nur. Because he holds there's one light in a candle. Beisul, Sabi Beisul, so tuva nahayri ikka benura. There are many lights inside a candle. Rashi says, a shalheves is made up of aduma, red, levana, white, yirakrak, yellow. There's different colors inside. And being that there's different colors, so it's for that reason the right nusach is not ma'ar, but rather ma'ar. Tanya namihachi, amal beisul, beishamai, harbe ma'ar, seish bar. So what do you see from the Tanya namihachi? That they were arguing not bara or bayre, they were arguing ma'ar and ma'are, and that's why in the braisa, Beisul told Beis Shammai didn't talk to him about the Bara and the Bayre, because he knew there was never really Machlokes. Either way, just to recap what we just said. So when you read the Mishnah, it's one line in the Mishnah, very straightforward. The Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Yoimrim Shebara Ma'ayra Ech. That's the right Nusach of the Bracha that you make. Beisul Yoimrim says, Bayre Ma'ayra Ech. It sounds like there's two Machlokes, says the Gemara. No, after further review, there's only one. Everyone agrees Bara works like Beis Shammai said it. Everyone agrees Bayre works like Beis Hillel said it. What was the machloikis? It's the second thing. Ma'ar, why did Beis Shammai pick Bara? Why did Beis Hillel pick Bayre? I don't know, but that's not the machloikis. The machloikis, and that's the way it's mavur in the Brice, is only regarding Ma'ar, which Beis Shammai says is the right way, and you can't say Ma'ayre. And Beis Hillel says Ma'ayre, you can't say Ma'ar. That would be the wrong. Of course, we pass on like Beis Hillel. That's why the brach is Bayre Ma'ayre Yoish. Ein mevarchin. The Mishnah then said that the certain lights and the certain candles and there's certain types of besamim that you're not allowed to make a bracha on. The Mishnah said, "Ein mevarchin lo yala ner." Reading from the Mishnah, "V'lo yala besamim shel goyim." If they're from non-Jews, "V'lo yala ner v'lo yala besamim shel mason." If they were used for a mace, "V'lo yala ner v'lo yala besamim shel avodah zarah." So there's three types of ner and besamim that you're not allowed to use. Number one, shall goyim. Number two, shall mason. And number three, shall avodah zarah. Zok tigemar pishlei mener. I understand why you're not allowed to use a ner of an avikei chavim. Mishum deloy shavas. Because it didn't rest. And we're going to see in a moment that there's a halacha that the only type of fire that you're allowed to use for the bracha of esh that we make on Matzah Shabbos is a fire that rested on Shabbos. But a fire that didn't rest on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use. Now, what does it mean a fire that rested on Shabbos? So at first glance, it would seem that a fire that rested on Shabbos means that you didn't do a melacha with the fire. You didn't light the candle on Shabbos. But Rashi says not that way. Rashi says that any fire that was used to facilitate melacha, so if you had an Eini Yehudi that was doing melacha Friday night in his house, and he used this fire so that he should be able to sit down and write something, whatever the melacha was, that would be a ner shalei shavas. So bishloima, the ner of an avikei chavim, you're not allowed to use, because the assumption is that it was a ner shalei shavas. If it's a ner shalei shavas, you can't use it. Why can't you use the besamim avikei chavim? Amar Rav Yudah, my Rav, hachabim, we're talking about not just any besamim of an avikei chavim, but rather besamim that an avikei chavim used in a mesiba, in some sort of gathering of nations. Usually when the goyim got together, back in the day it was lavay dezara. They were called akum because they were avdei kechavim u'mazalis. So once upon a time, the assumption was that any Yehudi was a pagan. So if he got together, there's probably some avodah zarah element to it. As a result, the issue is avodah zarah. But Freita Gemara, is that, could that be the reason? You're telling me the besamim of Nachri is not good because it's besamim avodah zarah? Amidik Tani say, fe'im avarchim lehan ha-nevel ha-besamim shal avodah zarah, milchal d'resh ala avodah zarah askid. The Mishnah already said besamim of avodah zarah. So it sounds like it's two halachas. Number one, the besamim of an ovik echavim. Number two, the besamim of avodah zarah. It sounds like it's not the same thing. I'm Reb Chanina Misura, Matam Kavim. No, it's really one and the same. Matam, this Mishnah that says you can't make a bracha on the besamim of Avodah Zarah is explaining why you can't make a bracha on the besamim of Avodah Kechavet. Ma tam im avarcha loyal aner v'loyal besamim shal goyim. If you notice, at this point, the Gemara is now giving another reason why you can't use the ner of an Oivik HaChavim either. Meaning, initially, the Gemara had no problem with why you can't use the ner of an Oivik HaChavim. It's very simple. It's a ner Shalai Shavas. Any ner Shalai Shavas you're not allowed to use for the bracha. But once we're explaining the Mishnah as a matam, so you don't have to say that. You could say that even if you knew that the ner was Shavas, but at the end of the day, there is an idea of stam mesibas goyim l'avodah zara. So that would be in and of itself another reason, assuming the ner was used by mesibas oiv kechavim, that you shouldn't be able to use it. Tanu rabbanon orsha Shavas mevarchin al shloim Shavas mevarchin. So you just mentioned this halacha that in order that Shavas you're allowed to use, but if it's loy Shavas you're not allowed to use. My Shavas, my loy Shavas. What does it mean? Loy Shavas machas malacha. Afilu malacha. That doesn't mean that you didn't use it for a malacha, even for a malacha that you're allowed to do. But Tanya, we're going to the brayso orsha chaya v'shal choyla mevarchin olav. That if somebody used the fire, even if you lit the candle on Shabbos, you used it for a chaya. That's a woman that just had a baby or a choyla. You could make a bracha on a Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. You're right. We don't mean that it was used for, or it wasn't used even for malacha de atera. Meaning, a ner, shaloish shavas, means it was shavas from malacha de isur. Tanya rami hachi, ashoshes, shahoisa deileches, vaileches koliyem kula. So what's an ashoshes? Rashi says lanterno, a lantern. So somebody lit a fire on Erev Shabbos, he used it the whole Shabbos. So that fire, the halacha is, mitzoy Shabbos v'varchavala, you're allowed to use it on matzah Shabbos. What do you mean? You use that fire on Shabbos? That doesn't bother me. As long as there was no malacha of isur done with it, that's the point. The fact that malacha was done, you had it lit over Shabbos and you did things with it, that's not a problem. As long as it's malacha that teira. I mean, you don't need a fresh light on Matzah Shabbos. You can use a fire that you had over Shabbos. As long as there was no malacha di surah used with it, that's when it would be an issue. Tanu rabbanu nachri shehidlik mi Yisrael, vi Yisrael shehidlik mi nachri. So a yid lit a candle on a Matzah Shabbos, let's say, and then a guy went, took a little bit of took fire from the candle that was lit by the yid, and now a yid wants to use the guy's fire to make the bracha, or in the reverse. Yisrael shehidlik minachri. A guy had a candle that he used, maybe even on Shabbos, and now a Yisrael goes, and he takes fire from the fire that was lit originally by a nachri. Talach is mevarch on olav, you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Nachri minachri, if however a guy lit a fire, and now another guy went and took it from his fire, in mevarch on olav. Says the Gemara, Maisha nachri minachri deloy. What's the reason nachri minachri not allowed to? Mishum deloy shavas. You're assuming because he was because the original fire was deloy shavas. Yachi Yisrael minachri nami haloy shavas. What's the difference if a nachri took it from a nachri, or if Yisrael took it from a nachri? From the fact that if Yisrael takes it from a nachri, you're allowed to use it, it sounds like it's like a new fire, even though it came from the original fire, but we look at it as a new fire. So we don't care about the fact that it was a Nachri's fire that was Loy Shavas. So if that's the case, Nachri min Nachri Nami, you're allowed to use a fire that was lit by a guy. It just can't be a fire that was Loy Shavas, but this is Nachri min Nachri. So what's the difference between the Yisrael min Nachri or a Nachri min Nachri? It says, you're going to tell me the reason the Yisrael min Nachri you're allowed to use is because we look at this fire as a new fire. But the Yisrael come see Alda, but we know that's not true. If somebody carries a fire on Shabbos and through a Rosh HaRabim, so he took it from a Rosh HaYachid to a Rosh HaRabim. He did an Akira in a Rosh HaYachid and he did a Hanoch in a Rosh HaRabim. The Loch is Chayiv. It's not the same fire. The fire changes with time. Now the Gemara assumes that if you're going to tell me that moving a fire from one candle to another candle changes it, then you should assume the same even if you didn't move it from candle to candle. Because it's not the moving it from candle to candle that changes it. It's changing memelo. So if you're telling me that if Yisrael takes it from a guy, that should be a reason that I should be able to use it. It doesn't bother me that the guy's candle was Loy Shavas on Shabbos. There are really two things. Number one, Nachri mi Nachri. Why is that different? And number two, what's this halacha that if I'm Moitzi Shalevis Shus Rabbim is Chayiv? Why you Chayiv? L'chura, Masha Oka lo yiniach, Masha yiniach lo yokar. You took out one fire and you put down another fire. Two different objects. So you can't be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, Allah ilam deyisur namis. You have to say that fire changes. But at the same time,
the hetera kamavar, meaning the fire stays the same and it changes. It stays the same. That's why you're chayev for hitzah on Shabbos. It also changes, and it's for that reason that you can make a brach. Okay, so we answered that question again. The question was that if a guy has a candle that lit the whole Shabbos, he did malacha with it, and then Yisrael goes matzah Shabbos, he takes a little ish from him, he takes a little fire. Now he's allowed to make a bracha. So essentially, we're asking two questions. Number one, why is he allowed to make a bracha? Bechur, the original fire is still there. How do I know that? Because I know if somebody carries a fire on Shabbos, he's chayev. Why are you chayev on Shabbos? Masha akol lo yiniach, masha yiniach lo yakar. Must be it's the same fire. If it's the same fire, you have it at the fire that was lo Shabbos. So for that, the Gemara says that it's true. The same fire is there. That is true. But there's also a chiddush in the fire. So the old fire is there. That's why you chayev. But there's also some chiddush. And because of some chiddush, that's why you can make the boyer mariyash. We answered that question, but there was another kasha we had. The question was that if a guy would take from that, it would be a problem. What's the difference? Nachri me nachri nami. Why can't you make the boyer mariyash on the new fire, what was nischadish? And as a result, you should be able to make the bracha. Where it says, enechanami, really, you should be able to, but gzeir mishum nachri rishon v'omud rishon. If you're going to take a nachri from a nachri, you may take from a nachri's fire that lit over Shabbos. It wasn't a nachri l'nachri, ayin rashi, ayin toisvis. But the point is, Yisrael mi nachri, you don't have to make a gzeir. Nachri mi nachri, you do have to make a gzeir. Tanu rabbanu, hayim halachus l'krach. If somebody was walking outside the city, v'ra'or, and he saw fire, and he doesn't know if this is a yitz fire or not a yitz fire. If it's a yitz fire, he can make the bracha. It's matzah Shabbos. If it's not, it's fine. He can't make the bracha. So Imrei Yisrael, if most of the people that live in the city are Nachri Meni Mevarach, you can't make the bracha. You go Basaroi. Imrei Yisrael, if most of the people that live there are Yidin, Mevarach, you could make the bracha. Freik the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Imrei Nachri Meni Mevarach. You're telling me that if most of the people there are Nachri, you can't make the bracha. What does it sound like? Mechza Machza Mevarach. If it's Mechza 50-50, you would be able to. Other time, Imrei Yisrael Mevarach. Oh, you need Rev Yisrael to be able to make the bracha. Mechza Machza Meni Mevarach. So the Gemara says, "But I feel the not even really, if it was mechza mechza, you'd be able to make the bracha as well." But I did the Tani Reisha, Rav Nachrim, Tani Nami Sefer, Rav Nachrim. You want to know what mechza mechza is? It's mevarich. I did Tani Reisha, Rav Nachrim, Tani Yisro, Rav Yisro. Thank you. Tani Rabbanu, Naim Halichutz Krach. If somebody again was walking outside the city, and he saw a child, and he was holding a torch. Baidik Achrav. So before he makes the brach on this torch, something he wants to, so he has to be baidik. Im Yisrael, if he's a yid, mevarach, then you can make the bracha. Im Nachri, who ain't a mevarach, if he's a guy, you can't. Faith the Gemara, my year, Yatina, it sounds like a very basic halach. You see somebody walking, he's holding an avuka, you want to make the bairi maria ish, you don't know if he's a yid or if he's not a yid. So baidik Achrav, why was this halach said regarding Yatina? So Amarav, Hachabasam Shia Sachamaskin. It's talking about right after Shkia. It was literally right after Shabbos. Gadol muchacham milsa davadei nachrihu. A gadol wouldn't be holding a candle so close to after Shabbos on Matzah Shabbos. Tinoik emi Yisrael who ikri v'nakid. If it's a child, it could happen. As a result, if it's a gadol, you don't have to be baidik. You know for sure it's a guy. It's only if it's a tinoik, that's where it's negated to do the bedikas. Tanu rabban, hayim halichus l'krach. Somebody was walking outside the city, v'ra'ar, and he saw fire. Im ava kifshan, if this was a big fire, like the fire that you see inside a furnace, inside a kifshan, mevarich olav, you should make the bracha. Ve'im lav, and if not, ein mevarich olav, then you can't make the bracha. And really, the backdrop for this halacha is that the only time you make a boirim me'ori yo'esh is if you see a fire, obviously, and the fire was lit leheir. Meaning, whoever lit this fire did it because he wanted light, as opposed to what? Let's say you see the fire in an oven, where it was there to cook food. Or a kifshan, which was usually used, as we'll see in a second, Rashi says, to burn avonim, to make sid, to make lime. So in such an instance where the fire wasn't made initially, lahayr, it's not so simple that you should be able to make the bracha. That's going to be the backdrop to some of the next halachas that we're going to see. So again, says the Braisa, if somebody's walking and he sees this thick fire, it looks like it's from the piyah kifshan, the halacha is, he can make a bracha. If it's not so thick, then you can't make the bracha. So the Gemara elaborates. Tani Chada, one Brais has said, Oishal Kivshim Mavarchanov. You can make the Bayer Mary Eish on the Oir of a Kivshim. Tani Yiduchem Mavarchanov. So the Gemara Leikasha, Habitchila Habisayv. Meaning, if it's a Kivshim, we assume that for sure the person is doing what he usually uses a Kivshim for, which is to burn Avonim to make Sid. Now, if it's betchila, it looks like he just started burning the avonim, so then the fire is not there lahar. If it's lebesayt, it looks like it's been going for a little while, and there's still fire there, so at that
point, you assume that the Avanim were burnt already. So why then is there still light there? Why is there still a... He's probably using it, Lahar. Oh, if it's Lahar, then you can make the bracha. Similar, you can make a bracha on the fire of a Taner and a Kirayim. We assume you're baking, you're cooking. You're allowed to make a bracha on the special or that they used to have in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. Here's a different chilek. The olden days, if there was an Adam Chashev that came to a shul, they would light candles for him. So if there's an Adam Chashev, then we assume that why do you light the candles? To give chashivos to the Adam Chashev. It has nothing to do with lahar. If it has nothing to do with providing light, then you can't make a bracha. If there's no Adam Chashev, then it's probably there to provide. Maybe they're both talking about whether there was an Adam Chashev. Like Kasha. If there's a Shamus, someone that used to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses, then you could assume that even if there was an Adam Chashev, maybe it's there for him. It's there to help him out so that he should have light, so then you could make the bracha. If there's an Adam Chashev and there's no Chazan, it's only then that you can make the bracha. It could be both prices are talking about. There was an Adam Chashev and there was this Chazan. If there's Sahara is the moon. So if the moon is providing light, then you could assume that even if the Chazan's there, if there's an Adam Chashev there, then probably it was made for the Adam Chashev. If, however, there's an Adam Chashev and there's a Chazan, and the moon isn't providing light, so then for sure it's there for the chazan. It's then that you're allowed to make the bracha. Tana Rabba, the Hoyesh and Base Medrash. People were sitting in Base Medrash. Vio Erlof name, and as much as Shabbos, and they brought Adonar. So it's time to make the Boyer Mariyesh. Bashami says, Kolechav Echam Rach Lasma. Everybody should make his own Boyer Mariyesh. Ubeisul, Ayun Beisul says, what we do, Echon Mavarach Lakulon. Not everybody makes their own Boyer Mariyesh. One person makes the bracha, and everyone else is Yoitza with him. Mishum Shenemar, Beroivam Hadras Melech. It's nice for everybody to be Yoitza with one bracha. Says the Gemara. We'll explain this reason. So Beshami, okay, he doesn't hold the Bereivam, but like Dafka, not like why does everyone have to make their own bracha? So the Gemara, Kasabi, they were worried Mishum Bittel Beis Medrash, because what if some people don't have to make the bracha? So if you're gonna give a klap now and you're gonna make a Boyer Mariyesh, everyone's gonna have to stop learning to be yoitz with the bracha. So they said rather let everybody go do their own thing. Like this, you want a Bittel Beis Medrash. Taina Mihochesh Beis Rabbi Gamliel Hoyoimer Marpe. In Rabbi Gamliel's family, they didn't say Marpe. They didn't say Gesundheit in English. Beis Medrash, whatever language that is. But they Bittel Beis Medrash, and the reason is because of Bittel Beis Medrash. So even though there is something to be said about saying Gesundheit, but they didn't say it in Beis Medrash because they were worried about Bittel Beis Medrash. Rabbi Gamliel was worried about Bittel Beis Medrash, like Beis Shammai was worried about Bittel Beis Medrash. Okay, so we discussed that the Mishnah said there's a few types of ner and besamim that you don't make a bracha on. Mishnah gave three examples. The first one was Eim Avarchan Loyal Aner V'Loyal Abesamim Shal Goyim. What's the pshat? So we explained you can't use the ner Shal Goyim. Because the assumption is it's a ner shaloi shavas. And you're not allowed to make a boiri mori or ish on a ner shaloi shavas. Only a ner that kept Shabbos. But if there was any malacha, the isura that was used with this ner on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. What about a ner shal besamim? So for that, the Gemara had to make an akimta. We're talking about goyim that use these besamim, the mesiba. They use it in a gathering. Stam mesibas, oiv de kechavim is lavoy dezara. So there's an avoy dezara element to it, and that's why it's a problem. That was the first thing that the Mishnah said. The second halacha was, v'loy ala ner, v'loy ala besamim, Shel Mason, says the Gemara. So what's that all about? Because when they used to light Neros for the Mason, they did it for Kavod HaMes. So just like we saw a moment ago, that a Ner that was in a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis Medrash, where there's an Adam Chashev, you can't make the bracha, because we assume that it was lit L'chvoido Inshallah Adam Chashev, it wasn't lit L'heyer. So in the same vein, you can't use this Ner either. Besamim Lavurei Rechu Davido. The reason that you can't make the bracha on the Besamim is because Besamim has a very similar halacha in that the only time you can make the Boyer Mine Besamim is if the Besamim are there so that you can smell the good smell of the Besamim. But let's say you walk into a room, you smell Besamim, but it's not there, so you should smell the Besamim, but rather it's there to cover up a bad smell. So it's not there for what you're smelling, but it's being mavriya chari. It's what you shouldn't be smelling. It's just covering something else up. That would be a problem. The reason they used to put pesamim by the mesim was that you shouldn't smell the mace. So it's for that reason, it's lavure reichu David. That's why you can't make the bracha. I'm going to be the marav. Anytime there's a ner by a mace, and it's the type of ner that they would put by the mace, whether it was day or night, that's when you can't make the bracha. But if it's the type of ner that they only put there at night, because then the assumption is it's not there for COVID, then the assumption is that it's there. So for practically speaking, so you should have dinner. Or the oil that they used to bring at the end of the meal to wipe yourself off, to clean yourself, el mevarkanov. You didn't make a bracha. So Rashi is referring to the bracha of Bairi Atze Besamim. So that bracha that they made on the mugmer at the end of the meal, so you wouldn't make on the Besamim Shal Beis Akise. And the shemen also the havers hazuama, even though the shemen had a good smell. What's the reason for these for this halach? Again, it's the same idea. Because you only make a bracha besamim if the besamim is there for besamim. But here it's not here for besamim. In the Beis HaKiseh it's there, so you shouldn't have the bad smell of the Beis HaKiseh. And the shemen also the havers hazuama, that's also there, the havers hazuama. Rashi says, by the way, that the shemen afar samoin, that the Gemara spoke about in Perakei Tzamavarche, where Rav Yehuda made his special bracha of Bairi Shemen Arzenu, that's different, because that's a unique type of Shemen, where there was a unique type of bracha. We're talking about the bracha that you would make on Shemen, that's the more general bracha of Bairi Atze Besamim, because this is a halacha in the halachas of the brachas of Besamim. The special bracha that you make on Shemen, that's not included in this. But either way, it says the Gemara, the Meimer, the Chalecha, the Lab, the Reicha, Vidal, the Mevarchin Lovay. So one thing is clear from the Gemara that we just mentioned, from the Mishnah and everything we just said, that any time you have besamim, but the purpose of the besamim is not to smell the besamim, but rather it's that you shouldn't smell something else. You don't make a bracha. If somebody walks into the store of somebody that sells besamim, and he smells the good smell, if he sits there the whole day, you only make one bracha. If you go in and out, then the halach is mevarchal kol pam v'pam. What's the kash? When you walk into a store that sells besamim, so you're going to smell the besamim. But why do you smell besamim? Because the person wants the store to smell good? No, because this is what he does for a living. He has besamim, he sells it. So mimeila, it smells good. And still, you see the kamavar, if you make a bracha. So the Gemara says, no, in the rechayin nami hu David, it's not true. That when you walk into a store that smells besamim, that sells besamim, the reason you're going to smell the besamim is because he wants you to smell it, because he sells it. That's the whole point. He wants you to realize what he sells. That's why he makes sure you smell it. Regardless, the rechayu namu David keheicha de nirchu inch of an ace of an ismail. So it's there for two reasons. Number one, it's there because that's what he sells, but also he's advertising. Tanu rabban hoi mahal dekutz lekrach. If somebody was walking outside the city limits, v'hariach reach, and he smelled a good smell, he doesn't know if where this smell's coming from. If the city that he's walking outside of is roiv over the kechavim, in a mevarch. Because you have to go by the roiv, you assume it's from a guy. In roiv Yisrael, mevarch. Even if it's roiv Yisrael, you don't. Mipnei, she b'nai Yisrael mekachis l'kshafim. Because the b'nai Yisrael, the Jewish girls, they used to be involved in ketores for kishav purposes. But the Gemara says, atu kulu kshafim mekachron. I understand, maybe some, but what, this is like a roiv? You're walking by a psahimish shtetl? You have to assume that it's all coming from Kishev? Where it says, no. Have a miyuta l'kshafim. A miyut of them used it for kshafim, but a miyuta nam the gamer sakehim. A miyut of them also used it for clothing. Rashi, last line, levasim ba'oshna yasabigodim. They used to use people, ketores, that smelled really good. They would put it on the clothing that they wore. It's like this, their clothing would smell good. So between the miyut of girls that use it for kishuv, and the miyut of people that use it to make their clothing smell good. So the two miyuts together, ishtakach ruba, the lav, the reich of it, together already you have a roiv that don't use a reich of the lav, reich of it, as a result, you can't make a bracha. If somebody's walking in Tveri Erev Shabbos, who might say Shabbos but see Poiri, or Matzah Shabbos, he's walking in see Poiri, reich, reich, and he smells this smell of besavim, ain't a mevarach, you can't make a bracha. Because in Tveri, the minig was on Erev Shabbos, they would make their clothing smell good, and in see Poiri, the minig was they did it on Matzah Shabbos. The point is, you assume that it's not for besavim purposes, so you can't make the bracha. Someone was walking in the shukshal of the zara, nesratzel reich, and he had a mind to smell. It's interesting because reyach, there's no me'ila, right? Koylan neshama to halakha, it's a whole different concept. But as if someone has a mind to be nena through reyach of avodah zarah, harezachoyte. The ein mevarchin al haner ad sheyousu. The Mishnah said that you can't make a bracha on a ner ad sheyousu until you benefit la'oyroi from the or. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. La'yousu, yousu mamsh. You don't physically have to benefit from the fire in order to make the bracha bayir mariyesh. But what it means is the fire has to be big enough that you could benefit from it. Meaning, if you were close to it and you wanted to benefit from it, you would have been able to benefit from it. That's enough that you should be able to make the bracha. But I feel the barichah k'makim, even if you're far away, you see the fire from far. If the fire is such a fire that if you were close enough, you'd be able to benefit from it, then you make the bracha. It's true, even if you're far away. If somebody had a ner inside his cheik, so a person had a fire, but he couldn't see it, he couldn't see the light, he couldn't see the flame, or he saw the flame, but he didn't benefit from the light. Or he benefited from the light, but he didn't see the flame. In all these cases, you can't make the bracha. So first the Gemara explains, then we'll see the kasha. What's the case of someone that's mishtamish la'ira and he didn't see the shalheves? So there's a fire, you're benefiting from the fire, but you don't see the fire. It's very simple. You're walking at a corner. So you're walking towards the corner of a building. On the other side of the building, there's a fire that's illuminating. It's giving light. You could see the light that the fire is imparting. You just don't see the actual flame. So it's possible that you benefited from the light, but you didn't actually see the shalheves. So what does that mean? So you saw the fire, but you didn't benefit from it. Oh, lav de merchaka? Isn't that probably what it means? It means you're far away. And you see from there that it doesn't work. So again, the Mishnah said, "Ein mevarchen al haner atshayus." You have to benefit from it. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Rav Ashi said the same thing. No, you don't really have to benefit from it. It just has to be a fire that you can benefit from it. So you don't have to be nishtamish la'ira. Doesn't stem with the Braisa. The Braisa says it's a concept of someone who's rosh al heves v'loy nishtamish la'ira. That what's the halacha? You cannot make a bracha. Sounds like you have to be nishtamish la'ira. You have to physically be able to benefit from it. The word says like you're going to am yivazlo. That means something else. It means you saw the shal heves. You didn't benefit from it because you couldn't have benefited from it because it was such a weak fire that it wasn't possible. But if the fire was big enough that you could have, would have, should have benefited from it, it's just that you're far away, you have a richuk makim, then the halach is you would make tanu rabban and gecholim leicha shoyis mevarchan aleh. Could you make a bayir mariyesh on coals? So if they're leicha shoyis, they're knocking, then you can make the bracha. If they're ready dimming, ein mevarchan aleh. So in other words, what does leicha shoyis mean? Definition: Amar Rav Chizda Kol Sheilu Machnas Aseichem Kisein. If you throw a little like a twig inside, but the lekas melea, and it would burn on its own, that would be enough for you to be able to make the bracha on it. Ibayulahu Oimem Mois. So the Braisa said, if the Gecholim are Loicha Shois, you can make the Bracha. If they're Oimemois, if they're dimming, you can't. The Gemara wanted to know, that Braisa, when it said Oimemois, was it Oimemois with an Aleph, or was it Oimemois with an Ayin? Just simply, what's the right word? We know what it means, but what's the right word? Toshma, Damra, Chizab, Aravdimi, Arozim, Loi Amamu, Begana Lokim. There it says Amamu with an Ayin, it means dimming, so you see that it's with an Ayin, not with an Aleph. Rava said, Yo'usu Mamish. Rava said that you literally have to be able to benefit from the fire. And if you can't literally benefit from the fire, then you have to be close enough that you can benefit from it. You don't have to benefit from it, but you have to be close enough that you could benefit from it. Not like what Rav Yehuda said. Tekamo, how close do you have to be? Or what's the definition of benefiting? Amar ulo kedesha yakub en isa lapunyan. You have to be so close that if you wanted to know the difference between is this a nickel or is this a dime, you'd be close enough that you'd be able to know. Chizki yom kedesha yakub en meluz mashal tveri, the meluz mashal tveri. There's different weights. You'd be able to know the difference. Yehuda mevarech adabe adadayla. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita was what? Lo yo'usa yo'usa mamish el kol she'ilu oime bekiruv umishtamish lo ayra filib richuk mam. You could be far away as long as the fire is big enough that you could benefit from it. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa used to make a bracha, but on the fire of Adadayla. L'shitasa, he says, Rashi, Adadayla was far away. He used to see his candle, and he would make a bracha on it. Rava mevarech adabei gurya bar chama. No, he used gurya bar chama's candle. It was close. L'shitasa, he held it had to be close. Abaye mevarech adabei baravua, and it's not clear what Abaye's shita was, meaning it's not clear. It was did Abaravu live close to Abai? Did live far from Abai? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Ein mechazon al or kedesh mechazon al mitzvah. You don't have to try to chase or. Meaning, there's an idea to make a bracha on a bayir mariyesh on matzah Shabbos, but it's not like a mitzvah. It's not dalad minim. You don't have to be mechazra al apsachim. It's not something. Amar Rav Zeira mireish havi mahadra. I used to try to always find a candle. I mean, he didn't always have a candle, but he always made it his business to get one. But then I heard Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that ein mechazon al or kedesh derech shemechazon ala mitzvahs. You don't have to do that. Anon nami loy mahadrana. I stopped doing it. Ali mikla li b'meil mevrachina. If I happen to have it, I do it. If not, I don't. One last gemara. The Gemara had another machlokes, the Mishnah did between Mesham and Mesilol, regarding Misha Achal v'Shachach v'loy birech. Somebody ate, he drank v'loy birech, and he didn't bench. Mesham and Mesham says the Achsel mekam yivarech. You have to go back to where you ate, and you have to bench. Mesilol says yivarech b'mak mshaniska. You don't have to go back to where you ate. Rather, you can bench wherever you are. Amrav zed v'tem rav dimi barabo. Machlokes v'Shachach. Machlokes says if you got to bench, avo b'mezid. But if you purposely didn't bench, then you have to go back. So if you're a shy gig, yeah, then b'di'evit, Beisul says bench where you are. But b'mezid, no. Says the Gemara, pshito, isn't that obvious? The shachach tana, the Mishnah says v'shachach. The Gemara says not obvious. The Gemara says not obvious. Really, the machlokes is even by mezid. I did tani v'shachach. The reason is v'shachach. To teach me a chiddush in Beishamai. That Beishamai holds you go back even where it's a shy gig. Kamash malon, that no. The reason it says shachach is because that's the only time Beisul says you don't have to go back. So if you left B'shoigig, then you don't have to go back. But B'mezid, you would have to go back. Tanya, Amar L'Beisul L'Beishamai, L'Divreichem, according to you that you have to go back to the place that you ate, even B'shoigig. So Beisul tells B'shamai, I'll ask you a question. Yishachach B'reish HaBira. Somebody ate in the top of a bira. V'shachach V'yara V'loi Berech. He walked down 15 flights of stairs, and then he realized that he forgot to bench. Yachsel the Reish Abiv Yivarech. What, he has to go back up and bench? Amar Le Beisham the Beisul. Beisham told Beisul, says, let me ask you a question. The Vrecham, Yishe Shachach Arniki B'Reish Abira. Somebody forgets his wallet on the top floor. You left a lot of money. Lo Yalav Yitlena. Are you going to go back up? L'chvoid Atzmai Huayla. L'chvoid Shamayim like Kolshke. What kind of question is that? Hanu Trey Talmid. There were two Talmid. Chad Ovid B'Shoigig B'Shamay. One forgot to bench B'Shoigig. And he went back like B'Shamay. The Ashkach, and you know what happened? He found an Arnika de Dahava. He found what Beshama's muscle was. He found an arnaki that was made of gold. The Chadav of Amazing Beisul. There was someone else who did like Beisul, even though he was amazed. Meaning he ate, amazed he didn't bench. He left, and then he benched later. The Ochle Arya, and he was eaten up by a lion. Rabbi Bar Bachana, v'ka'ozel b'shai rosa. Rabbi Bar Bachana was once traveling with a caravan. There were a whole group of people. So it wasn't so simple to stop. They all stopped at some point. Ochal, they ate. The ishtaliv le'baruch. And Rabbi Bar Bachana forgot to bench. So it's interesting. You have Gemaras with the Amay Rama forgetting to say Yalav V'yavoy, forgetting to bench. And you have to understand this. But Rabbi Bar Bachana forgot to bench. So the Gemara said he wasn't sure what to do because he understood that the right thing to do was to go back. But the problem is, how's he going to get the whole caravan to go back? If I'm going to tell them I forgot to bench, there's no way they're going to go back. Why? They're going to tell me, baruch, we have to go back. Wherever you bench is a good... You know what I'm going to tell them? I'm going to tell them that I left a golden dove. I left something very, very expensive. For that, they'll go back. Amra Luhu. So he told him, Anturili, wait for me. Dan Shoy Yoyne did the Hava. Ozel, Ubaruch. He went back, he benched. And you know what happened? The Ashkach Yoyne did the Hava. And he found the Yoyne did the Hava. So it started off with Rabbi Bar Bachana forgetting to bench. You see, plan B sometimes works out. So he forgot to bench. It's amazing. Had he benched, this never happens. But because Rabbi Bar Bachana forgot to bench, that's how this all happens. That's already some interesting machshava. It says the Gemara, Maishna Yoyna, Wapsa Yoyna, the Mesili Knesset, Yisrael, the Yoyna, because the Yidden are compared to a Yoyna. The Chsiv Kanfe Yoyna, Nechva Bekesev, Ebreisev, Beirakra Kharat. My Yoyna, why? Because my Yoyna, Eni Nitzalos, Elabe Kanfer, the Yoyna is protected by her wings. Af Yisrael, Eno Nitzoylen, Elabe Mitzvahs, Klai Yisrael is protected by Mitzvahs. There's so much to talk about on this last Gemara. First of all, the whole notion that you have to go like Beishamai. It was Machayim Beisham Beisil. So why are we going like Beishamai? This is one of the Gemaras that the Vilna Gaon and Shnois Elio that we've referenced a few times in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos says that you see from here that sometimes you are allowed to go like Beishamai. I mean, even though Rav Tarfon went like Beishamai and he was Chayiv Misa, but sometimes you can go like Beishamai. That's Beishamai Beisil. That was very much yesterday's daf. That's something we talk a lot about. But just one ha'ara, I thought two, but the daf took longer than I thought it was going to take. One ha'ara, as it relates to the bracha of Boirei Me'ori Ha'esh, which was very much the topic of today's daf, which also ties into some of the raid that we've spoken about over the last several daf. And that is as follows. When do we make the bracha of Boirei Me'ori Ha'esh? we make it on Matzah Shabbos. Meaning, if you see a fire on a Tuesday, you're not going to make a Bayri Mayri Yoyesh. In fact, even a Matzah Yontif, you don't make a Bayri Mayri Yoyesh. The only time you make the Bayri Mayri Yoyesh is on Matzah Shabbos. Now, if you drink wine in the middle of the week, you make a Bayri Priya Gofen. If you have Besamim during the week, you make a Bayri Mine Besamim. Bayri Atzei Besamim, Bayri Shemin Arzeinu. The Eish, however, that you make a Matzah Shabbos is exclusive to Matzah Shabbos. You'd never make a Bayri Ma'ore Eish if it's not Mitzoy Shabbos. The question is why? So the truth is, the Gemara talks about this. It's in Masechtas Psachim and Perek Mokum Shenagu, and the Gemara says, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, it's Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Mevarchen Alo'or, Ela B'Mitzoy Shabbos. The only time you make the Bayri Ma'ore Eish is a Mitzoy Shabbos, why? Hoyo V'Tchilas B'Riyasayu. It's because that's when fire was created. Fire was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. But then something was created on Matzah Shabbos. What was created on Matzah Shabbos? Eish was created on Matzah Shabbos. And being that Eish was created on Matzah Shabbos, it's for that reason we make the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Eish on Matzah Shabbos. It's your dua that the Rajba in a tshuva, and this tshuva is in Chela Gimel, it's him in Reish Tzadik. So the Rajba was asked, how come you don't make a Bayri Mayri Eish on Mitzoy Yontif? And he told him, it's a Mufurish Gemara, you make it on Matzah Shabbos, because that's when Eish was created. So if Mitzoy Yontif falls out on a Tuesday night, you're not going to make a Bayri Mayri Eish. And then the Rajba went on to explain, so what? That Eish was created on Matzah Shabbos. That's a reason to make the bracha of Bayri Mayri Eish on Matzah Shabbos. Says the Rajba, very important Yisoid. Yisoid that the Achreinim quote in different places and in different contexts. And that is that what the Gemara means to say is that the world was created in 6 days, or the world was created on 7 days, and on every day something else was created. Said the Rajba, Briyas HaOlam wasn't just an event that took place one time in our past, but rather every single Sunday, Sechazet Sechiber, it's Chozer V'Neir in Gemara language, what happened on the first day of creation. The same is true on the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day. If fire was created on Mitzoy Shabbos, that means every Mitzoy Shabbos, on some level, fire is being recreated. So when we make the bracha on Eish on Mitzoy Shabbos, it's not just a symbol. It's a remez, zeichel, a maisa bereshis. Let's remember that a maisa bereshis, fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. So good, this is a nice, convenient time. It seems to make sense that this is when you should make the bracha. It's deeper than that. On some level, fire is being created right now. And when you make the bracha Bayri Me'ori Eish, you're making a bracha not just on the Bria of Eish that happened, but on the Bria of Eish that's happening. It's happening in real time. And the Rajba says that on some level, being that Eish is being recreated on Mitzoy Shabbos, the Eish is stronger on Mitzoy Shabbos than it is on any other day of the week. And that's another reason why you should make the bracha Mitzoy Shabbos. Regardless, this is the Rajba in Chelek Gimel, talks about in Chelek Aleph also, it's Dvarim Yeduim, it's quoted throughout the Poskim, that the reason for the Gemara in the Sechtes Pesachim Nun Gimel Amid Beis that you make the Bayri Mayri Eish on Matzah Shabbos because Eish was created on Matzah Shabbos is not just a zecher, it's not just a symbol. It's much deeper than that. It's because every Matzah Shabbos, the Eish is being recreated. One of the rayas to this Yisoid that the Rajba brings, and he brings rayas, is from a Gemara Masechtes Tainis, Davchov Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara over there was discussing the Anshei Maimed. So, who were the Mamodos? What were the mamadas? So we know that when a person brings a carbon, there was halacha that he had to be by his carbon. The bala carbon has to be by the carbon when he brings it. So what did they do by the karbanos tzibah? The karbanos tzibah were brought by all of Klal Yisrael. So every single yid is going to be in the Beis HaMikdash twice a day. In the morning for the Tamid Shal Shachar, in the afternoon for the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, it's not possible. So what they did was they appointed shluchim. In fact, this is one of the Makairis, the Shluchim Shalom and Kamaisa. They appointed shluchim, and they were literally agents that acted on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Their job was to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and their job was to be the Anshei Maimed. And the Gemara says that the Anshei Maimed used to fast. Anshei Maimed, hoyu mispalu al korban acheim, sheiskabu barotzen, and they were miskansin lebeis haknesses, v'yoshvin daila tainiyos. They used to fast 4 tainiyos. B'sheni b'shabbos, b'shlishi b'Shabbos, b'Revi b'Shabbos, b'Chamishi. B'Sheni, they used to fast al Yordei Hayam. B'shlishi al hochem et boros. B'revi al askura shloi tibal al atinoikis. B'chamishi al ubrois umeinikos. Ubrois shloi apil umeinikos shianikos b'nei. Says the Rashba, b'sheni, let's just go through some of them. Al yordei ayam. Why the yordei ayam and sheni? So Rashi says, yordei ayam and sheni, because d'chsivi, hiraki b'soich hamayim, that was what was created on the second day. Says the Rashba, who cares that that's what was created on the second day? Says the Rashba, it's very, very deep, because you know what happened on the second day? Hashem split the sea. Hashem split the mayim el yoyim and the mayim atachtoinim. That means Monday is dangerous to be out at sea. So they used to fast for the Yordei Hayam because that koyach of the yam, somehow things are happening. That choyze v'neir, that somehow repeats itself every single Monday. The midbaris, the abash was created on Tuesday. I mean, that was created on Tuesday. The whole midbaris were on Tuesday, etc., etc. In fact, the Gemara says that. So why didn't they fast on Sunday? Why only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Why not Friday? Why not Shabbos? And why not Sunday? So the Gemara says, Friday because of Kavod Shabbos, Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. But what about Sunday? I'm Rabbi Yochanan b'nei ha-Noitzrim. Because the Noitzrim, it was a psayante for them. So that was one of the reasons. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomem b'nei shu shlishi li-yitzira. So what does it mean shlishi li-yitzira? Says Rashi, because Adam HaRishon was created on Friday. So Adam HaRishon was created on Friday. We know that a child b'shlishi lamila is considered a chayla sheyesh b'isakana. Once upon a time, Medina the Gemara, they were mechal Shabbos for a child on the third day after he had bris mila, because he was considered a chayla sheyesh b'isakana. Not anymore, but once upon a time, it was considered a chayla sheyesh b'isakana. Adam HaRishon was created on Friday. He had an operation the day he was created, so to speak. The third day liyitzirasa is Sunday. He shvach on Sunday. Can't fast on Sunday. A person shvach on Sunday says. Because Adam HaRishon was created 5,700 and something years ago on a Friday, so every Sunday everybody shvach? The answer is yeah, because if Adam was created on Friday, it's chayze v'neir, that koyach of Yetzirah on Friday, which means that every Sunday it's always shlishi liyetzirah. So if every Sunday it's always shlishi liyetzirah, either way it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Mesach, this Tainus Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. This is one of the rayas that the Rashba brings, and this is the reason that we make the Boyer Meir Ya'esh Amatzoy Shabbos, and we don't make it any other day of the week. Last week we spoke out a famous tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi said that he had a Zayda who was the Av Beis Din in Chelem, and he once made a golem. So there was the golem of Prague, and there was also the golem of Chelem. And he said that he made a golem, and he wanted to know, this golem, could it be Mitzaref Laminyan, or can it not be Mitzaref Laminyan? At first glance, you're going to tell me what it means. He's not a Yid. So if he's not Jewish, how can it be Mitzaref Laminyan? So the Chacham Tzvi had a chap. His chap was that who created him? Yid created him. And told the same Shal Tzadikim, it's Malol of Akosov Kilu Yoldai. So Kilu. So if it's Malol of Akosov Kilu Yoldai, maybe it can be Mitzaref Laminyan. But he said, maybe not. Maybe it can't be Mitzaref Laminyan. That was his shayla. So we spoke out that the Chidah brings that he heard from the son of the Shara Ephraim, who asked the Gevaldik Akash. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Chesam and Beis Masechtes Brachas that Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol was once in shul and they needed a tzeita, or the Gemara edited, maybe they needed a ninth man, whatever it was, but they needed someone to be Mitzaref Laminyan, and they didn't have someone to be Mitzaref Laminyan. Rabbi Eliezer said, no worries, I have an Eved Kanani. He was Meshachar as Eved Kanani, and they had someone for a minyan. And the Gemara said what he did was very, very controversial. It was very bidiyav, because number one, you're not allowed to be Meshachar. So the Gemara says, okay, he did it for a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah ba'aveir, it was a mitzvah derabim. You have to jump through a lot of hoops to make sense of what Rabbi Eliezer did. Hey, the Gemara worked it out, but it was very, very shver. So the son of the Shara Ephraim asked, he said, I understand, I have a perfect etza. Rabbi Eliezer, we know it's Mavuri, he said in the Medrash, Ne'elam was koicha gadol. There's no question, based on information we know about Rabbi Eliezer, that he could have made a golem. For sure, if the Maral could make a golem, Rabbi Eliezer Gadol could also make a golem. That's what he says. There's no question about that. We spoke out from the Shem Echad Eliezer, from the Radal, who says that the whole Zohar all comes from, it all comes from Rabbi Eliezer, that the Tzadikim, who didn't have access to the Zohar, like the Ramban, they used to walk around with a pirk at the Rabbi Eliezer. This was their Zohar. But whatever this all means, the bottom line is that was his kasha. So why Rabbi Eliezer have to be Meshachar as Eved Kanani and get involved in all these controversial halachic issues? Why couldn't he keep it simple? Keep it simple, just make a golem. Like this, you're not going to have an issue. The Pardes Yosef of Parshas Mishpatim says, he says, I'm going to tell you a Gevaldik Meshach, because that Rashba in Simon Reish Tzadik, one of the rayas that he brings is from a Gemara Mesach Tesanhedrin, Daf Samach Heyam Beis. The Gemara says that Rabba, different Amiram, they used to make an igla tilsa every erev Shabbos Kodesh. They would make an igla tilsa using the Sefer Yetzira. Using Sefer Yetzira, they would make an igla tilsa, and they would use it for Shabbos. Says the Rashba, it's mashma from the Gemara. They only did it on erev Shabbos. So you'll tell me, okay, they did it on erev Shabbos. That's the only time you need it. But it's not true, because you have, first of all, the Gemara says barba prakim bashana. Right, there's four times a year that if you sell an animal, remember this from Chulin and this coming Avodah Zarah and Rosh Hashanah, a person, the moicher, has to tell the buyer ima macharti lishchoy, pita macharti lishchoy. Do a tkufas erev yontif. They used much. They needed animals much more erev yontif than you needed erev Shabbos. So as kasha is, why they only do it erev Shabbos? Why didn't they also do it erev yontif? It's a Rashba's kasha. Says the Rashba, you know what the reason is? They couldn't have done it erev yontif. They were only able to do it erev Shabbos, because erev Shabbos is when HaKadosh Baruch created the behemoth. And being that the Brias came into the world on erev Shabbos, every erev Shabbos is a koyach of yitzira. It's chayzav and air. It comes in again. And as a result, that's the only time they had that koyach. So being that that's the only time they had that koyach, that's why they can only do it erev Shabbos. The reason they did it erev Shabbos and not erev Yontif, says the Rashba, is the same reason we make the Boyer Mariyesh a Maitzoy Shabbos and not a Maitzoy Yontif. Because we're making the Boyer Mariyesh a Maitzoy Shabbos, that's when H was created. Not Matzah Yontif if it falls out on a Tuesday night. The same was true for these Sadiqim, these Amiram. They were only able to make this Igla Tilsa. They were only able to use the Sefer Yetzirah on Erev Shabbos, because that was when the Koyach of Yetzirah is repeating itself, as opposed to on Erev Yontif if it falls out on a Tuesday. Says the Pardes Yoyetz, if that's the case, that's the Teretz. Who said this happened on a Friday? In fact, the Rosh wants to say it happened on a Shabbos for Parsha Zohar. Who said it happened on a Friday? If it happened on a Friday, maybe Rebbe Eliezer would have just made a goyim. Keep it simple. But that's who said that's what happened? If that's not what happened, as I state in Pardes Yoyetz. But just to jump, may inyan le inyan ba'oisi inyan. And that is, I saw a tshuva on Friday. I saw a tshuva on Erev Shabbos from the Maria Asad. So the Maria Asad was Rabbi Yehuda Asad. He was a contemporary of the Chassam Sofer. He was one of the Hungarian Gedolim of the early 1800s. And they recently reprinted his tshuvas. I bought it at Erev Shabbos and I was going through it a little bit. And I stumbled upon a tshuva that talks about some of the things that we're discussing right now. But just a little bit of a background. Again, this is all me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. Everything is things that we've talked about recently. And that is as follows. We had Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, that you have nine men in a shul and you need a tzeitah. You need a tzeitah. So there's a concept that a katan hamutal barisa can count as a tzeitah. In fact, I was talking yesterday to a yedid nefesh of mine who lives in Cleveland, Ohio, and he told me that his father told me he was a baby. There was a local minion. They needed a tzeitah sometimes, and they used to carry him into shul, and he sometimes was a tzeitah. It's a bidiyevit, obviously. But there is basis for this lahalach. He said he was a baby, and they would literally bring him in his carriage. He was the tzeitah. It's fascinating. But this is something that you could rely on b'shas atchak mamish. So I'll tell you an interesting halacha. You daven in a minyan, and it's a minyan mitzumtzum. And you have to, chazan has to wait in order to have 10 people to start chazaras hashatz, if it's shachris, or mincha, or to start to say kaddish, ma'ariv. How many people do you need in order to say kaddish, in order for the chazan to say chazaras hashatz? So you have 10 people davening in the minyan. Three people are still davening Shmoneh Esrei. One person is still davening Shmoneh Esrei. So I think the short answer is, yes, the man on the street, what do you mean? You need 10 people, right? You need a chazan, and nine people have to answer. That seems to be the short answer. Let me tell you what the halach is. The halach is in Hilchas Berachas HaShachar. It's in Simen Nun Hei, Siv Katan Vav. Vim Hischol Echad Me'asar L'Spalo Levadoi. Let's say one person is davening by himself. He's doing his own thing. He's davening Shmoneh Esrei by himself. And he can't be mitzaref. He has no way of being mitzaref. I mean, he can't answer Kedusha. He can't answer the Kaddish. Could the Chazan do his thing? Or does he have to wait for this Yid to finish davening Shmoneh Esrei? Oi, better. Shu Yoshin. Ashloft. Keep it simple. He's sleeping. Hafilu Hachi, says the Mechaber, mitzaref ima. He's mitzaref. Doesn't have to be able to answer. The halach is, he's going to be mitzaref. Says the Mishnah Berura. Now the Mechaber's lashon was im hischel echad mehasar l'spal. One of the 10 people. So you have one person that's davening. Says the Mishnah Berura, who adin yoyse me'echad. Echad is lav dafka. Really, even more than one. The Makar to this is the El Yerava. Ubelvad sheyisharu rubam sheena mispalu l'shmoneh esrei. As long as you have roiv. If roiv people are on the same page, literally as the chazan, then you're good. But as long as you have roiv, you chayil lanas iman. V'yesh machmirim b'yoyse miyachad. And then he brings from the chayyadam that the chayyadam says that yesh machmirim, that no, that if you have nine, for sure you have the mechaber. But if it's more than, does he have only eight people, you're waiting for two people to finish my nesrei, that's already an issue. What about someone that's sleeping? U'biyashin, I beshloft. B'vadei ein letzarev hafilu b'makam atchak b'yoyse miyachad. Ki b'lav hochi yesh haber poiz kema machmirim b'yosh. Sleeping is much more controversial, so see in a second, and that's why when it comes to sleeping, it's different. But bottom line, first things first, what's the halacha as it relates to waiting and not waiting? So before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch, in his chol echad me'asar l'spalu levadoi, ve'ena yochel la'anois imoem, oishu yoshein, afilu hochi mitztarif imoem. The halacha is, he could be mitztarif. Later, the Mishnah Berurah explains it. He says, what's the svara? The bechol asara she'im g'doylem shechina sharia b'neyem, the v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael karina b'hu. So what's the problem? Meaning, it's such a mistake that people make. You think that when you daven with a minyan, so if the chazan is going to say chazar sashat, you can only say it if you have nine people that are answering kedusha mechtesi. Where does it say that? It says that in order to say kedusha, you need 10 people. Why? Because you need the shechina, and the shechina is only shayr if there's 10 Jews there. But if you have 10 yidden that are bar mitzvah, they're gemalit, they're Jews, the shechina is there. Once the shechina is, even a yochid could say kedusha mechtesi not. So good. Mishmur says you need roiv. You want to do better than Rav, you should have nine. There's a milo to nine. But the yisoid is, you don't need 10 people saying Kaddish. That's not what you need. A guy could be sleeping. He's not answering anything. So if the person's sleeping, it's going to be fine. By the way, there's a big tumult over here. Sleeping, yes, sleeping, no. So the Taz says that he saw that some people say, oh, sleeping is good, because what if someone's talking? Right? You ever, let's say someone's talking, he's not answering Amen. So what, the whole Chazar HaSashat is a bracha batala? It's not a bracha levatala, it's not the halacha. So why? Because as long as it's 10 people, you let us say chazar sashatz, and then the bracha is not going to be a bracha levatala. So what's the same if someone's talking or if somebody's sleeping? The point is that you don't need 10 people saying Kaddish and saying Kedusha. You need 10 people. Once there's 10 people, you have the Shechina. Once you have the Shechina, now you can say Kaddish, now you can say Kedusha. Just because you don't have the Chazan saying and the nine people answering isn't necessarily an issue. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, of course, L'katchila, you have all 10 people participating. For sure, nine is okay. I mean, this is the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. B'shas Hadchak, even if you have six people, you have four people still davening Shemayna Esrei, that also is going to be fine. I saw in the Sefer Isha Yisrael that they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky if this kula of being Seimech on nine and six, is this only true for, let's say, Meiriv, or if you're davening a Hoichah Shemayna Esrei, where you're not going to say Chazar HaSashatz, so all you're going to say is Kaddish, or is this also good for Chazar HaSashatz and Kedusha, because Chazar HaSashatz is already up to many brachas, and Kedusha is already different. So they asked this, Harbei Pomim Bebeis HaKnesses, I'll read to you inside. Ein Tes, because this is very common. Ein Tes B'nei Adam Shesayim U'Tfilah Shemayin Esrei. You don't even have nine. The question was, you don't even have nine. Ha'im Efshel Lahaskel B'kai Gavne Kaddish HaChazar HaSashatz. Dibsim Inun Hesiv Vav Mavur Efshel Letzarif Echad Shadayim Espal. You could be Mitzarif one person. Ube Mishnah Berurah Siv Kotten Lamid Beis Mavur Diyesh Makil Naf B'yoysa Me'echad. They could even be Mekel if you have more than one person that's still Davening Shemayin Esrei. Ulai Din Zeh Amar Rak L'Gabi Kaddish. Maybe this is only true for Kaddish. You need at the very least not, again, for sure not 10, but at the very least you should need 9. And he says, and the shayel had mekayrus to be mechalik. Tshuva gam legabi chazar sashatz. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, short answer, says no. This halacha in the Mishmur was never mechalik between chazar sashatz and between kaddish and kedusha. Maybe the kitzur shochanarich was, but Mishmur wasn't. So as it relates to halacha lemaisa, this isn't going to be an issue. So why is this meinyan leinyan ba'osin? What does this have to do with us? Because the Taz, when he discusses the halacha of someone that's sleeping, could he count for a minyan or could he not count for a minyan? Says the Taz, it's pasha to me that he can't count for a minyan. He says, you know why? Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person falls asleep, his neshama leaves his body. Machzor neshama sefgar meisim. His neshama leaves his body. That's why when he wakes up in the morning, he's tameh. Why is he tameh when he wakes up in the morning? He's tumas meis. Because he's figur meisim on some level. And the Zohar HaKadosh seems to talk about this at length and talks about how a person, when he sleeps, is echad mishishim shabemisa, and on some level he's like a mace, there's tumas mace, but the point is a hotnish kind of neshama. So says the Taz, if he doesn't have a neshama, how could he be mitzarif for a minyan? He said, there's no way. So a yid that's sleeping is not v'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. That's what he says. So it's partially he wouldn't be able to count. So the Rabbi Yehuda Asad, the Ria Asad in this tshuva, and if you want to look it up, it's a chelik aleph simchavav. So he discussed this halacha. Someone that's sleeping, yeah, no, and it's a big tumult. The mechaber says yeah, and the Taz says no, because if you're sleeping, you don't have an neshama. He has a whole arichos. So toich dvar, he says v'da. If the Taz was right, la halacha, that someone that's sleeping can't count for a minion because he doesn't have an neshama. The Goyim didn't have an neshama. How could he have an neshama? Vayipach ba'apach nishmas chayim. No person could put an neshama in a person. And still the Chacham Tzvi and all the Gedolim were busy with this. Vayis toys that the minig is not to take on this Taz. If the minig is not to take on this Taz, said the Maria said that I have a raya from the Chacham Tzvi's Chakira. From the Chacham Tzvi's Chakira. That someone was shlof. The mitten davenin. He could still count. You don't have to wake him up. He counts for the minig.